Hello, I'm Gregory Millman. In this presentation, I provide advice on whom you should contact at NIH and when you should contact them. This presentation was updated in May 2007. Send your comments, suggestions, and criticisms to gmillman@niaid.nih.gov. On the left is a timeline that runs from your development of a concept for NIH small business funding to our issuing a notice of award. A yellow rectangle illustrates where we are in the process. Do your homework before calling NIH. Identify your core technology and prepare a business plan. Explore the NIH internet pages and decide on your likely NIH product and your likely NIH source of support. Select a principal investigator. Explore strategic partnerships, and arrange for space and resources. Confirm that your company is registered both with grants.gov and the ERA Commons, and that the PI is registered and associated with your company in the Commons. Now you're ready to contact NIH staff. Search the Omnibus Solicitation for SBIR and STTR topics to identify IC programs, research topics, and contact staff most appropriate for your proposal. Early in the planning stages of your application, you will want to obtain science advice from program staff. The more knowledgeable you are, the more productive your conversation is likely to be. You may learn that your technology is more relevant to a different program or funding component. Ask who you could contact both in and outside NIH to get additional information on your proposed research. Bounce your ideas off as many scientists as possible. Refine your ideas and proposal based on your conversations. If there are regulatory or policy issues that may affect your application, you should begin conversations with grants management staff. You could also start communications with staff of the Center for Scientific Review, abbreviated CSR, to identify the IC likely to be assigned your application and the review committee likely to be assigned your proposal. Ask program staff to help you better understand the state of the art in your research area. Talk about research trends, gaps and roadblocks, and your competition. Also, ask program staff to identify resources you might use and other funding opportunities. Although they do not participate in the review process, program staff often attend application review meetings. When they do, they can provide you with informal and sometimes more blunt feedback from the review than you will read in the summary statement. If a program staff person believes in the value of your proposal, she or he may be your advocate for funding if your application is on the wait list I described previously. You will mainly interact with grants management staff during and after preparation of a notice of award. However, you may want to talk with them before submitting an application if you have questions on administrative matters. These include budgets outside the normal levels, rules and regulations, and policy issues on human subjects and vertebrate animals. Many applicants for NIH grants make the big mistake of believing they should please the NIH institute or center to which their application will be assigned. Instead, I suggest you think of your review committee as the primary customer for your application. I suggest you learn as much as possible about your reviewers. Before you send NIH your application, communicate with CSR staff to identify which review committee manager, known as a Scientific Review Administrator, or SRA, and which review group is likely to receive it. Examine the CSR web for rosters of review groups. Many of these same reviewers may be on the review group for your application. I encourage you to conduct a literature search on potential reviewers to learn their areas of expertise. Pay particular attention to the publications of those reviewers likely to receive primary assignment of your application. You can use the National Library of Medicine's PubMed Central site to search for publications by author. I also encourage you to use the NIH CRISP database. CRISP stands for Computer Retrieval of Information on Scientific Projects. You can search CRISP to learn if potential reviewers have NIH-funded projects and read abstracts of their proposals. Be particularly cautious if the hypothesis in your application differ from ones they espouse. When you submit your application, include a PDF formatted PHS 398 cover letter file. I suggest you name the file Cover Letter PDF and include the following information: title of your application, title of PA or RFA if appropriate, suggested assignment to an IC and review committee with your reasons, disciplines and expertise required to review your proposal, list of people, for example competitors, who should not review your application and why. Be careful, though. If you exclude too many reviewers, your application may be placed in a panel with little expertise in your scientific area. Never suggest reviewers for your application. If your application is changed or corrected, explain why and include all the information from your previous cover letter. Within 15 working days after the electronic receipt deadline, your application should appear in the Commons. Within 5 weeks of the receipt date, the Commons should show an assignment to a review panel, the date the panel meets, the primary assignment to an NIH IC, and your assigned IC program and grants management staff. If your application does not appear in the Commons within 15 working days, or if the assignment information does not appear within 5 weeks, contact the CSR referral office, preferably by email, so you have a communication record. Also contact the CSR referral office if you have concerns about your application's IC or review panel assignment. There is a limited window after submission, up to 7 weeks before review, when you may be able to provide additional information or correct or update some information in your application. If you discover such a need, don't wait. Contact the SRA as early as possible with your request. Also, check the CSR internet site to see who will be on your application's review panel. This is the time for you to request the exclusion of specific reviewers, but you will have to provide good reasons for their exclusion. Be aware that the SRA is under no obligation to agree to any of your requests. Although SBIR-STTR Special Emphasis Panels, called SEPs, may have different reviewers for each review meeting, approximately 75% of the panel members remain constant. Many of the SEP members also serve on standing integrated review groups, known as IRGs. Others may have special expertise in a science or business area for that particular set of applications. The CSR internet site provides SBIR-STTR review guidelines, a list of current review committees and their SRA managers, and dates for upcoming review meetings. A priority score should appear in the PI's Commons account within 5 working days after the review meeting. Be aware that the score is not available to the signing official. If your score has not appeared within 5 working days, you can call or email your program staff listed in the Commons to identify the delay. Ask your program staff about the current pay line and the probability of your application being funded. If you are told that your application is not likely to be funded, ask for advice on preparing a revised application, even though a summary statement will probably not appear in the Commons for another 5 to 7 weeks. If you are told that you are likely to be funded, contact your grants management staff to review the just-in-time information that you will need to provide before we issue an award. Program staff are your best source of information about your assigned IC. Ask, will the IC award rate be similar to 2006? Does the IC fund applications in priority order, or is the order modified by IC priorities? If the IC priorities are important, will program staff champion payment of your application? If your application has an outstanding score, but your assigned IC cannot fund it, can it be transferred to another IC for funding? If you submitted for the April or August receipt dates, consider revising and resubmitting by the next receipt date for funding in the same fiscal year. If you're going to wait for end-of-year funding, complete your just-in-time information for grants management. If your priority score is over 200, seriously consider revising your application to respond to reviewer suggestions. Your summary statement should appear in the Commons within 6 to 8 weeks after the review meeting. If your summary statement has not appeared in the Commons after 8 weeks, contact the program staff listed in the Commons to inquire about the delay. Again, inquire about the probability of funding and discuss revising your application if funding is unlikely. If funding is likely, you should contact your grants management staff to review the just-in-time information that you will need to provide before NIH issues an award. If any of these common reasons for poor priority scores appears in reviewers' comments, you need to rethink, reorganize, and rewrite your application. Lack of new or original ideas, absence of an acceptable scientific rationale, lack of experience in the essential methodology, questionable reasoning in experimental approach, diffuse, superficial, or unfocused research plan, lack of sufficient experimental detail, lack of knowledge of published relevant work, unrealistically large amount of work, uncertainty concerning future directions. Although you should have a pretty good idea of whether your application is in line to be funded based on its priority score and your communication with program staff, there are additional gates your application must pass through before receiving an award. Call your program staff to learn if your application has received secondary review and if it is slated for funding. Grants management must verify that you meet all the requirements for funding. This gate is the one where many SBIR or STTR applications are delayed or blocked. If you haven't been contacted by grants management staff, this may be your fate too. Call your grants management staff to confirm that you meet all requirements for funding and ask when you can expect a notice of award. Thank you for watching this presentation. Close this window to select another topic.